咱今仔日的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第二十二章，咱要对第十节三节来读到四十节，因为今仔日的经文较长，所以咱只能用中文来读。咱请在较无遐人徛久的有缘坐坐咧，甲咱三合读，其伊也请咱起立开声。第二十二章第十节，以色列王甲犹大王约沙法伫撒玛利亚城门前的空场中，国庆朝服坐伫位咧，所有的先知拢伫伊的面前讲预言。基拿拉的囝西底家做了两个铁角，讲耶和华安尼讲，你着用这个角抵触亚兰人，直到将因灭尽。所有的先知也都安尼预言，讲会通上激烈的烈火起，的确会得胜，因为耶和华的确将迄个城交伫王的手中。迄个去调米加雅的使者对米加雅讲，正先知一口同音的向王讲吉言，你不如甲面说一样的话，也讲吉言。米加雅讲，我只着应承耶和华起誓，耶和华对我讲什么，我就讲什么。米加雅到王的面前，王问伊讲：米加雅，阮上去攻取基列的猎物，通还是唔通？伊回答讲：会做你起去，的确得胜。耶和华的确将迄个城交伫王的手中。王对伊讲：我着祝福你几摆，你才奉耶和华的名向我讲实话呢？米加雅讲：我看见以色列正百姓山伫山顶，亲像无有牧人的羊群一样。耶和华讲：这个民无有主人，因会通平平安安的各归各家去。以色列王对约沙法讲：我敢无甲你讲，这个人指着我所讲的预言，无讲吉言，单单说谎言吗？米加雅讲：你着听耶和华的话。我听见耶和华坐伫宝座顶，天顶的万军侍立伫伊的左右。耶和华讲：上下去引诱阿哈上激烈的烈火去，顶猛呢？这个就安尼讲，迄、那个也就安尼讲。随后有一个神灵出来，徛伫耶和华的面前讲：我去引诱伊。耶和华问伊讲：你用什么法呢？伊讲：我去，我要伫伊正神殿口中做方言的灵。耶和华讲：这样你的确会通去引诱伊，你去安尼行吧。现在耶和华和讲方言的灵入了你这个先知的嘴，并且耶和华已经命定刚才的予你。基拿拉的囝西底家前来拍米加雅的面，讲：耶和华的灵对倒落离开我甲你讲话呢？米加雅讲：你入去严密的厝，多种的日子就的确看见了。以色列王讲：将米加雅带倒去交予以撒阿文甲王的囝约阿斯讲。王安尼讲：将这个人落伫家内，予伊受苦，食无饱，啉无足，听候我平平安安的倒来吧。米加雅讲：你若会通平平安安的倒来，安尼就是耶和华无有接着我讲这个话了。国讲正百姓啊，恁拢着听。以色列王甲犹大王的约沙法上激烈的烈火起了。以色列王对约沙法讲：我要改装上阵，你会通由阮穿王服。以色列王就改装上阵，算是以亚兰王吩咐伊的三十二个车兵长讲：因的兵无论大小，恁拢毋通甲因争战，只要甲以色列王争战。车兵长看见约沙法 便讲：这的确是以色列王，就转过去甲伊争战。约沙法便呼发，这车兵长看见毋是以色列王，就转过去无对伊咯。有一个人随便开弓，拄好射入以色列王的甲缝去。王对赶车的讲：我受了重伤，你转过车来，来我出阵吧。迄日阵势拿剑拿兵，有人扶王徛伫车内，抵挡阿兰人。到暗时，王就死了，血堆上处，留伫车中。约伫日落的时阵，有号令传遍军中，讲各归各城，各归各地吧。王既然死了，众人就送伊到撒玛利亚，就葬伫遐。阁有人将伊的车洗伫撒玛利亚的池边，记伫伫迄搭洗身，狗来装伊的血。正亲像耶和华所讲的话，也合其他的代志，凡伊所行的，甲伊所受造的上亚宫，并所建筑的一切正业，拢写伫以色列诸王记上。阿哈甲伊个列祖同困，伊个囝阿哈写接续做王。圣经读到遮，愿主赐福伊个话语，请恁坐。
各位平安
，peace everyone。
今仔日是即、这个我要分享《列王记上》的罗马第二篇。
Today, this is the second to the last passage I will speak on in 1 Kings.
然后下礼拜是咱的教会46周年。
And next week is our 46th anniversary.
所以我讲到这个题目，讲到耶稣的基督。
So I want to speak on the Lord's Prayer.
然后罗马礼拜，咱就将列王记上就结束了。
And then at the end of this month, we will finish 1 Kings.
然后第七个开始，我要给大家来思想彼得前书。
And starting from the month of July, we will be discussing 1 Peter.
我相信读圣经的人真欢喜我了。
I think the scripture readers are quite happy with this change.
因为非常非常的短。
Because the verses will be shorter again.
但是里面非常非常的丰富。
But there are so many things we can learn from it.
然后咱三个来伫神的面前，三个来学习。
So we can learn together.
兄弟姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这个时代也有先知啊不？
Are there still prophets in this day and age?
然后在这个时代，咱要怎样分辨正的甲假的神的仆人啊？
And in this time, how do we distinguish true and false servants of God?
兄弟姊妹，当你看圣经的时阵，
When you look at the Bible,
在旧约里面，先是上帝透过先知来讲上帝话。
In the Old Testament, we see how they use prophets to speak the Lord's words.
但是跟耶稣出世，然后甲耶稣放迄段时间。
However, during the time of the Lord's birth and ministry,
兄弟姊妹也有先知存在。
There were still prophets in the New Testament.
但是你看，这个对马勒基一直到耶稣四百年代无上帝的话，无上帝启示。
But within the 400 years of silence between Malachi and the birth of Christ, we see that there were no revelations from God.
然后到新约的时阵，耶稣了的时，上帝是透过使徒，然后将上帝启示讲出来。
But we see in the New Testament after the ministry of our Lord Jesus, He used the apostles to speak His word.
所以因为这个原因，先知在旧约，使徒在新约，将上帝启示跟你跟我讲。
And so in parallel, the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New were revealing God's words.
所以因为这个原因，保罗在以弗所跟人讲，教会根基是建立在使徒跟
And for this reason, in the epistle to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul said, the church is built on the prophets and the apostles. And the Lord Jesus is the cornerstone. In other words, the church is founded on God's revelation.
And since
the close of the Bible up to this current day, there are no more prophets revealing new revelations from God. Also Also, there are no more apostles who are revealing new things from the Lord. In other words, all of the Lord's revelations are complete in the Bible. However, with all the preachers today, how do we tell which ones are speaking truth and which aren't? So through this passage today, we see the factors that many people use to distinguish the true and false prophets. And after these criteria, in the second half, we'll discuss the manifestations of a true prophet. So these 2 points are what we'll be discussing today. How many people they distinguish true prophets? We see in this passage that many people distinguish true or false prophets according to their positions. Many people think if this man bears the position of a prophet, then he must be speaking God's word. However, we need to ask the question. At this time, we see the 400 prophets of Ahab. And we see them juxtaposed to the to Micaiah, who was alone. And then we ask, who were these 400 prophets? And when we truly analyze it, we remember the contest that Elijah had with the prophets of Baal earlier on Mount Carmel. And this contest proved that the prophets of that time were false and were servants of Baal. And because of this, the prophets of Baal were all killed. And so if all the prophets of Baal were killed off, then who were these 400 prophets? If you look at the passage we just read, very clearly in chapter 22, verses 11 to 12, there are a few things I want us to notice. These prophets said, thus says the Lord, go to Ramoth Gilead and triumph. Because the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. And in other words, in whose name were these prophets prophesying? They were using the Lord's name. They said, thus says the Lord that he will give you the city of Ramoth Gilead. So these prophets were using the name of the Lord. But were their words truly according to the Lord? We see the consequences, they really weren't. So we see that if someone has a position, it doesn't necessarily mean that all their words are according to God's word. Because oftentimes we have this concept. We bear this notion that if someone is a pastor, then he must be preaching God's word. This is not necessarily true.
You
remember, if you look at the Old Testament, in the time of Eli, Eli was a high priest. He was a priest, and priests have this role. The role of the priests were to represent God before his people and to represent the people before God. And so as a mediator, they would bring the will of God to the people. But when you look at 1 Samuel, there's one phrase that comes out. We see it. It says that the word of the Lord was seldom heard. We see there was a priest, but there was a lack of God's word.
So, because this reason,
and so because of this reason, the Lord raised Samuel to preach his word. So when we see very clearly here, a title of God's servant does not always correlate to speaking truth. Once, when I was in Canada, oftentimes when we go abroad, there's one place we want to look for. It's a bookstore.
This is Hensi's favorite.
This is Hensi's favorite place. And why do I say this?
Hensi
because when she's shopping, her legs tire very easily, but when she gets to a bookstore, it all disappears. She loves books, buying books. And so as we were in Canada, we visited this bookstore. And there I saw this book title that caught my eye. This book was authored by Matthew Vines. And the title,
God and the Gay Christian, the Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationship.
The title was God and the Gay Christian. And as I saw this book, so I bought it immediately. And so I tried just rushing through the entire book. And this book was in support of homosexuality. And Matthew Vines was supposedly a servant of God. And we see the entire premise of the book. The book points out, so the book analyzes all the passages in the Bible that are against homosexuality. For example, the case of Sodom and Gomorrah. Or in Romans chapter 1. So all these passages were studied in this book. And he reinterpreted them. So this person says that all of these have been misinterpreted by the church. So he claims if we properly analyze them, then we'll see that the Bible supports LGBT.
So you can see that the Bible
So we see that the Lord's servants might have the title, the position, but they might not always be preaching God's word. So please, brothers and sisters, pray for our church's pulpit. Pray for our preachers. May we truly preach out God's word. Because a position does not always guarantee truth. And don't always just take my word for everything. Because sometimes my brain malfunctions.
And it's
a sign of aging when my brain is disconnected from my mouth. But it happens. Mistakes happen. So we need to look not just at the title.
Then you can see, 400
We see that these 400 prophets bore the position of God's prophets, but their words weren't all correct. So this is the first thing we need to be careful about. And secondly, we think that numbers mean the truth. There were 400 prophets here saying the same thing. 400, it must be true, right? But Micaiah was alone in his message. And oftentimes we have this notion that the more people support something, it must be more correct. Because in our lives, this is something that's generally true. Because if a lot of people tell you that this restaurant is always packed and a lot of people love it, then you start believing them. Because there is this preconceived notion behind this. And this presupposition is, if one person is wrong, then he's probably just foolish. But if there are so many people supporting something, is it possible that all of them are misguided? So this presupposition makes us think that the more people support something, the better it must be. Not necessarily. Because just because one person is saying something doesn't mean he's necessarily wrong. Just because there are 400 on the other side doesn't mean they're right either. If you look in the Middle Ages, there's one thing that everyone was in support of a theory that the world was flat. Because they see the ships to just sail forward and disappear. So everyone, including the church, they all supported a theory that the world was flat. Until the time of Columbus, he actually convinced everyone that the world was round. And so one person saying something doesn't mean he's wrong. And because everyone else supports something else doesn't mean it's right. We see our song leader, Brother Tian. This past week, he was the speaker in our Kairos graduation ceremony. And as he spoke, he mentioned something. He mentioned that recently, as he was abroad, and in Canada, he was at a street called Church Street. Because there once was a lot of churches on the street. So this must be a spiritual street. But he said he was thankful that he homeschooled his kids. Because society is changing. Because this church street was decorated with rainbow flags. And after the service, he told me, he said churches and restaurants, they all had this rainbow flag. And he nearly went to eat at one of them, but then he saw the flag and didn't. So we see this trend in the world. Does numbers mean they're correct? No. We cannot use numbers as a criterion. Because numbers don't always support the truth. So we see that a position might be good, but it's still not the factor. Numbers might be a factor, but it's also not the primary criterion. And thirdly, in this passage, we see that just because something is pleasant to the ears doesn't mean it's right. You know, people always want to hear things that please them. There are things you listen to and it just makes you feel good. But this passage shows the 400 prophets said things that pleased the king. In fact, when they asked for a prophet of the Lord,
然后伊落尾就人去找米该亚的时阵，甲伊讲讲啥物啊？你若去见王的时阵，你着讲好话，你唔通讲无好听的话。
And so they sent a messenger to Micaiah, and the messenger said, "You need to speak words that are favorable to the king."
所以你看卖人哦，皆是爱听啥物啊？好听的话。
Because people want to hear things that please them.
啊，听了也爽，有影无
？Because it makes them happy when they hear it.
人甲你讲也水哦，虽然你真歹看，你听了咪也欢喜。
Because when people tell you you're pretty, you're just happy, even whether or not it's true.
有影无？你真老人讲哇，你也少年，你听了嘛爽啊，比是最近是讲是白贼话。
When you're old, when people convince you that you're young, then you're happy.
这一般人的心态。
Because this is our general attitude.
所以你咱也爱听好听。
We like to hear things that please.
Jesus.
My brothers and sisters, when God's word is preached, if you need encouragement, if you need comfort, will God's word comfort you? Yes, it will. But is that always the case? No. Because if the Lord thinks you need rebuking, then he will use his word to rebuke. So if you look at Acts chapter 2, we see that when the Spirit came, and the Apostle Peter, he preached a message in tongues. Look at the Bible. When the people heard this message, they didn't feel good. No, the Bible says they were cut to the heart. In other words, God's word doesn't always make us feel good.
Selective hearing.
You know, people often have this phenomenon called selective hearing. We just hear the things that we want to hear. And King Ahab was like this. He says, Micaiah is always prophesying against me and not for me. And so I don't want to listen to him. I want to hear the prophets who say things that please me.
上帝话本身吼，唔是予咱听了爽，爽来做标准，讲伊对上帝来。
So just because something makes us feel good is pleasant to our ears doesn't mean it's from God.
你知影？有一摆有一个来咱家聚会一个人。
You know, once there was a member of our church.
然后伊散会了，甲我讲。
There was this person who would worship here, and after service one day,
用牧师真奇怪呐。
He says, "Pastor, there's something very interesting."
但每一摆我来聚会，你皆在骂我。
He said, "Every time I come to church, you somehow rebuke me."
特摆骂我。
Every time you're talking about, you're against me.
然后我就问伊一道问题。
And so I asked him,
你今年来几摆？
I asked this person, "How many times have you been to church this year?"
因为我今年来三摆。
They said, "I've been here 3 times this year."
但今三摆三摆你给骂我。
Each of those 3 times, you criticized me.
我讲哇，你也搞那，你也 jackpot， 你知无？
I said you hit the jackpot every time then.
还每一摆来去嘟嘟骂你了。
Because how is it that every time you're here, the message is against you?
然后罗贝瓦去冲地。
And then I was teasing him.
伊讲你知影无？我有先知的灵呐。
I said, you know, I have a prophetic spirit.
我知影迄礼拜你会来，你知。
Because I know you would be coming that week.
那无我看那要批判迄篇信息乎你啊。
Because how else would I prepare the message against you?
所以有时阵哦，人哦，大半来爱听。
So people generally want to hear things that are pleasant.
So if we feel that, "Wow, that guy said what I want to hear," then we need to be careful.
And if there's a teacher who says things that we like to hear, then we follow them. We need to be careful about this.
In our time, young
day, you know, back in the day when I was younger, when I was a member of camps,
then there were
And in church camps, there are some themes. There are 2 themes that somehow everyone understood. One is how to find the will of God.
And love, courtship, and marriage.
And the second theme is love, courtship, and marriage. And without translation, everyone knew, understood these messages. But there's one question that always appears. In the questions and answers back in the day, there's always one question. They ask, are Christians allowed to go to discos? Are we?
Miguel,
Miguel, can we?
哇，你讲，真侪人也爱牧师团队人答什么啊？Yes.
And I think they're asking this question every time because they want to hear a pastor say yes. And if a pastor says yes, you may, then you they're justified. Because many people want to hear things that are pleasant. They want to hear Joel Osteen because he tells them encouraging things. But brothers and sisters, pleasant messages are not always true messages. Because right messages may be pleasant or they might be difficult to accept. These 400 prophets spoke words that were favorable, and King Ahab used this criteria. And this is something that people use as a basis of whether something is from God. Brothers and sisters, in review, first, do not use positions as your basis. Do not use numbers as your basis. And do not use pleasantness as your basis. So with this in mind, what is a true prophet like? In this scripture passage, we see a few things. First of all, a true prophet will faithfully deliver what the word that God entrusted him. In chapter 22, verse 14, Micaiah said, Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I will speak. So in other words, a true prophet will always tell us what God wants us to know. If we use the current day, we know that the Lord's words are already in the Bible.
So the
manifestation of a true prophet is based on whether he is teaching according to God's word. So whatever God says, then they will preach accordingly. When we read our theology,
hermeneutics,
our understanding the Bible, there are two words that pop out. One is called exegesis. One is called eisegesis. What's the difference between these two terms? Eisegesis means we read our concepts into the Bible. Because ise means into.
Then x 是代表退出来,
and x out. X means to draw out. So exegesis means drawing truth out of the text. And eisegesis is reading into the text.
So now,现在来讲,
so we need to tell a true prophet by whether or not they truly exegete God's word. When we look in this day and age, we see a few things. There is a group of people. There are people who use their own philosophies as a basis. And then they try to use scripture to support their own ideas. And a lot of devotionals. There's a lot of things that are like this. For example, Joel Osteen. He's preaching his own ideas, but then he's trying to use the Bible to support it. We see that this is one group of people. There's another category. There are people who speak the right message from the wrong text. So there is a book title,
Preaching the Right Message from the Wrong Text.
It's a book title called Preaching the Right Message from the Wrong Text.
So
the truths that they're speaking are true, but they're really not supporting it properly of the Bible. For example, I'm sure you're familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan. We know the story. There's a man going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was mugged and beaten on the road. And there were two religious teachers who passed by but didn't save him. And finally, a Samaritan came, anointed his wounds, put him on his donkey, sent him to an inn, and left two coins for his taking. And I'm sure you've heard the story. How do we explain this story? There's a person. There was a man who preached. Do you know why this man met the robbers? Because Jerusalem symbolizes the spiritual. And Jericho represents the physical, the secular. So when a person goes from the spiritual city to the secular city, he is lusting after the world. And if you lust after the world, then you will be robbed. So that's his explanation. Now, why did these religious leaders not save him? Easy to explain. Because these people were also heading to Jericho. So if pastors are lusting after the world, then they don't have love for people. Okay, that seems to make sense. What about the oil that the Samaritan used? The oil was the Holy Spirit. The donkey. The donkey bore our burdens just like Jesus did. And the inn. Where does the Lord lead you to? Bear you to? The inn represents the church. And those two coins. Who can guess the meaning of this? Brother Tian will treat you to a meal. The two coins represent the Old and New Testaments. Because in the church, God left the Old and New Testament. When we hear this, it seems like a wonderful sermon.
Preach the right message from the wrong
this
text.
Is a great example of preaching the right message from the wrong text. Because that wasn't included in the text. That's not the point of this passage. Because the only question that was being answered is that who is a good neighbor? And that's it. So I'm afraid of us eisegeting. Allegorical interpretations. So we need to base our things on God's word. So I encourage us, pray for the church, pray for the pulpit, but also learn, when you listen to sermons, listen with a critical mind. But at the same time, also listen with a humble heart. So you have to read into it. If it's God's word, then we humbly accept it. But if it's not a good understanding of the Bible, then we can't tell. So when you're in your small groups doing Bible studies, do not ask one question. Do not ask the question, what do you think about this? I don't really care what you feel about this. Because a true Bible study will ask the question, what does this text say? What does God's word say? Not what do we think about this passage? You understand me? Because a true servant of God will only care about what God's word truly preaches. So just like Micaiah says, as the Lord says, so I will speak. And this is a manifestation of a true prophet. And secondly, the second manifestation is that if something is so, then the prophet will say it's so.
But he will not be afraid of the fear.
And a prophet will not be influenced by fear or benefit. We see this passage. After Micaiah spoke the truth, and then he says, no, don't go. Remember, two things happened. First of all, it's Zedekiah. Zedekiah smote Micaiah on the cheek. And he says, how did the Spirit of the Lord go from me to speak to you? So he hit him. And secondly,
that
the king sent word to imprison Micaiah.
Then he said, he ate not well.
He said, give him meager rations of bread and water.
So when
a true prophet knows the word of God, then he will not fear the consequences. Brothers and sisters, there is only one thing in the prophet, he must be faithful. Sometimes it's not beneficial. People aren't happy with what you say. It's okay. It's okay. You know, like more than a dozen years ago, I encountered something. There was a church that asked me to preach, and they gave me a number of sermons over the year. And so around March or April, I went to give I gave my first sermon. And a week after, I got a phone call from this church. And they said, he said, I'm sorry, we rearranged the entire schedule for the rest of the year.
And
so you're not on the list right now, but I'll tell you if it comes up. But they never actually did call me again. So I just understood this phone call to mean that I was removed from their preaching list. That's okay. That's fine, it's a ministry. And then a year or more than a year after, a leader of this church came to me. And he told
I remember
it was in that small office in our old church building. And these three leaders, in fact, came to me. They told me something. They said, Pastor, they said, if a pastor from our church asks you to come preach again, please say yes. I asked why. Why would three leaders come just to tell me that? So I asked him, what was the matter? They said, you don't know.
So
I said, what happened? They said, that one time when you came to preach at our church, that message you gave, compared to the message our pastor preached a week before, were completely contradictory. So basically what they said the previous week, and whatever I said was totally against whatever was said the previous week. And so they said, okay, you can stop there. But then I asked, then why are you asking me back right now? Because I said, I know this is the Lord's word.
然后我就明白几点。
And I understood a few things.
头一项。
First of all,
迄个我讲的前一礼拜，迄个团队人讲什么，我完全唔知影。
I honestly had no idea what the pastor preached the previous week.
我拢仲唔知影。
I had no idea.
我唔知上帝感动我这礼拜讲安尼，原来甲伊拢仲无同。
And I didn't know that what I was felt called to preach the week after was contradictory.
但是迄日讲什么呢？
But what did they say?
然后其中一项我提出来了。
I just remember one point.
然后迄项是啥物？
That one
point.
He said that if you are to pray,
never take no as an answer from God.
He said never take no as an answer from God. In other words, if you want something, then you have to pray hard enough so that it comes to pass. Let me ask you, brothers and sisters. Do you always get exactly what you want from your prayers? No, I believe the more you pray, the more you learn to submit to God's will. And next week, I will speak of this. It's true that we pray before God, but it's Him who manages it all.
所以呢，咱唔能为着哎呀，要为着人继续请 ，OK， 然后咱就感觉人爱听，有影无
？But so my point is, we don't always preach what people want to hear.
人有迄个弱点
，because people have this weakness.
我嘛有迄个弱点。
I also have this weakness.
那是求上帝帮助咱，唔是为着利益来讲道。
But may the Lord help us. May we not.Preach God's word for our own benefit. Recently in China, there is a church called the Early Rain Covenant Church. And there's this pastor, Wang. And because he stood firm in the truth, he is now imprisoned. You understand me? A true prophet.He will encounter trials at any time. Because preaching God's word is not always pleasant to people's ears. But the Lord commands us to truly, faithfully preach His word. This is a second manifestation. Thirdly,Last week I mentioned, true prophets will, their prophecies will be fulfilled. And today I want to discuss this more thoroughly. We see that after Micaiah spoke the word of the Lord, he mentioned something. Micaiah mentioned that he saw a picture in heaven. He had a vision of the Lord who was sitting beside the hosts. And he commanded his host, who wants to go entice Ahab? And one spirit came and said, I will go tempt Ahab. The Lord asked, how will you do this? And the spirit said, I will use the mouth of the false prophets.
God said, okay.
And the Lord said, go on. And the reason is, you remember, the death of King Ahab was already prophesied by this point. So what the Lord is doing at this point is fulfilling His own word. So I want to explain. It's not that the prophet's words were fulfilled. It's not the words of the prophets that were to be fulfilled. But it was the word of the Lord spoken through the prophets that was to be fulfilled. Because God is obliged to fulfill His own words. But God has no obligation to fulfill people's words. He only fulfills His own promises. So we see at the end, we see Ahab did go and fight.
惊，互人知影伊是王啊。
And we see how Ahab feared to let people know he was king.
所以就化妆。
And so he's disguised himself.
然后这个犹大王约沙法，伊又完穿王制服去拍。
And Jehoshaphat was still dressed in his king's clothes.
但是真特别的讲大事。
But very interestingly,
这个阿兰王落一个命令。
The king of Syria gave a command.
啊，这个命令是什么
？The command was.
伊讲哦，恁专门打。
Told his captains, go and fight the king of Israel. He told his 32 captains that to go and kill Ahab and don't care about the others. So his charioteers went to the king and saw that it was Jehoshaphat and not Ahab. So they turned back. But so where was King Ahab? They didn't know where he was.
其中一个用箭七射八射。
But there was a guy who just fired his bow.
我跟你讲，这个讲这臭毒砍的，你难人听无的。
And people will say this was a coincidence.
啊，臭毒砍，不是臭毒砍嘛。
This was dumb luck, but no, it wasn't.
上帝知影什么代志发生。
It wasn't dumb luck. It was God.
啊，下去射你的箭了。
And after his arrow was shot,
哎，正入去一等车来。
It found its mark inside the chariot.
正掉到哈弗。
And found its mark in Ahab's chest.
死去了。
And there he died, fulfilling God's prophecy. You understand? When God's prophet speaks God's word, then this will be fulfilled. Because this is the word of the Lord. In other words, God will fulfill his own words. But whatever we say, God has no responsibility of fulfilling. But thank God, we can find where God's word in the Bible. So when your Bible studies or messages, always ask one question. What does God say? Let's not be preoccupied with what we think or feel. The more concerned we are about how we feel, the more we read our concepts into the text. But what does the Bible say? Read from the text. And God will fulfill his own promises.
And
so the more we familiar we are, the more we understand the word, then the more we understand what God wants to fulfill. Let me ask you, will Jesus come again? Will he? Yes, he will. How do we know? Because the Bible says so. Whatever the Bible tells us, then God has a responsibility of fulfilling. So I ask you, brothers and sisters, there are a few things I want us to do. First of all, always pray for the pulpit of our church that may our preachers speak God's word. And secondly, and may we truly analyze God's word. Because the more we study it, the more familiar with it. Then we hold the preachers accountable. Because you can hold the preachers accountable. Why did you speak against the word of God? But let us truly read the Bible. And thirdly, when you read, let us read out, draw out from the text, not read into the text. Because that way we can tell what's God's word. So that the church will be grounded on God's truth. And we can distinguish the true and false prophets. Let's not use numbers. Let's not use titles as our basis. Let's not use pleasantness as our basis. But may we truly read from God's truth. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we live in a day where there are so many messages, so many things being bombarded at us through the media, through the people, through preachers from all around the world. And now more than ever, we need to know what you truly want us to know. So, Father, please give each one of us here discerning hearts and wise minds so that we may truly know what you want to tell us. And Father, we pray that may this church, may the preachers of this church always be faithful to your word. In fact, may each member of this church be faithful to your word, truly understanding it, studying it, seeking after your word, so that we may know what is true and what is not. May you help this church be grounded on your word and on your word alone, and not on the words of man, not on words that help us feel better, not on inspiration, on empty, vain words of false prophets, but truly on the word of God. Father, keep us faithful to you as a church, as you have always been faithful to us all these past years. All this we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.